Yes, we are.
I like that song. I feel like that fits my energy. It's like,
I know.
May.
I picked it just for you, girlfriend.
I love it.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. That's the word of the day, the word of the week, hot, hot, hot. And yeah, well, it can be applied to this young lady, Christina Leavenworth, with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, this is a fun song. I just thought of this on the way over. I thought, oh, hot. Perfect.
I love it.
Buster Poindexter was the artist.
Oh, I would never have guessed that in a million years. You could have had me on any sort of, like, who wants to be a millionaire?
Right?
Nope, not happening.
The bonus question.
Nope.
I'm afraid to say that having had that past in radio, I have a few songs.
It all lives in your head.
Yeah, I should probably go on one of those shows.
You should.
Unfortunately, though, the more recent ones, I was talking to a youngster the other day, and they were rattling off some bands and stuff, and I went, oh, my God, I have no idea who you're talking about.
I know nothing.
That was the worst feeling.
When it comes to music, I know nothing, but I know everything about real estate.
Well,
did you hear that segue?
Yeah, I thought it was a beautiful segue. So let's talk about real estate. Because, by the way, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. Christina is an expert on real estate. And if you've got a question for her this morning, now is the time. 850-437-1620.
Absolutely. I love the questions. It makes it so much easier to talk when you know what people are wanting to know.
Absolutely.
But we've been busy. We stay busy. And I always say this. I think we're the exception, not the rule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our sales are up by 40% since last year. But
good
then I look
you.
At other people's sales. And I'm not saying this to brag whatsoever. They're quite down. So it's just showing we do this all day, every day. We know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not afraid to tell the truth to our clients.
Right.
And that's honestly, that's the most important thing. But we're not telling them just what they want to hear. We've had a few people who have very little equity in their homes because they bought just 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're up against other new construction. And we're like, here's the deal. Like, either you're going to rent it out and you're probably going to lose a couple $100 a month, or this is what you might have to bring to the table. And they're like, okay, thank you. Because the worst thing is to give them false expectations and they think that they're going to make money or walk away with nothing. And now they've paid a mortgage for 6-9 months.
Right.
So they're even more in the hole because they've had to move. Like,
mm-hmm.
they got a job. So we tell them that and we come up with solutions. We go, let's figure out this plan for you. Because we're just kind of being almost their financial advisors in the real estate sector. Going, okay, let's look at the puzzle, put it together. And you know, we're not afraid to do that because like we owe that to people, to be honest.
And I'm thinking, unless you're in the military or a position where you're a management consultant that moves around a lot, most people don't buy and sell their own homes that often in a lifetime, wouldn't
Absolutely.
You say?
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
Having someone like you that can be an expert, because it's an intimidating process. And even if you did just sell or buy your home a few years ago,
it feels
things
like
have
a
changed.
Blur. It feels
things
like
have
a
changed,
blur. I think
know?
About it, like whenever I don't like doing, like going to the doctor or just different
mm-hmm.
things. Like you remember it in the moment. And then like somebody asked you about it 2 years later, you're like, oh wait, I don't really remember that.
Mm.
Even if you sold 5 years ago, it felt like a blur. You were stressed out with moving. So it's like, and we go over it again, like a kindergartner. Okay,
mm-hmm.
here is the entire process. We're just going to go over it with you. Even if you did it recently, we're going to go over because maybe we do it a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what to expect.
Well, and it's a step-by-step process. So it's great that you are actually, you know, for lack of a better term, you're holding the person's hand and walking them through it. So that's really, really important. And a lot of folks don't do that.
Yeah. So I'm in a bunch of networking groups and you have to like talk about different things you do. And sometimes even on this radio show, you feel like you've said the same thing over and over. However, like there's always things I think about. So the vast majority of people we help, we're trying to get them top dollar.
Mm-hmm.
We were either trying to get them the best deal if they're buyers or if they're selling, we're trying to get them top dollar. We're helping, you know, everyday people move.
Right.
But there are some people that say, we don't care about top dollar. We want to sell it for cash. We don't want any showings. We don't want any inspections. We have a lot of investors we work with where if that is your goal, we can help you. Maybe you inherited the home and you just everything's overwhelming you and you
mm-hmm.
say, I just want it gone.
Right.
We have those options. So I wanted to throw that out. And that's not our everyday people because we really want to get you top dollar.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing this cash, no inspections, close in 7 days, you're definitely leaving money on the table. That's just the truth of the matter. But for some people, they're like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be done with it. I need it out of my hands. So if you know someone or that's you, let us know. Because I mean, we have about 20 investors that we just call and we say, hey, go on over over and let them know your best price.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking with Christina Leavenworth, one of the best realtors in Pensacola. And we got a question that just came in from one of our listeners, and it was big news yesterday. The Federal Reserve decided not to raise rates yesterday, but I believe it's coming. For those that want to buy an older house in an established neighborhood, what is a good strategy for mortgage?
Oh, geez. Okay. So this is always so interesting.
Start you off light.
The Fed, when they make decisions, it doesn't impact mortgage rates immediately. Mm-hmm. So actually, mortgage rates went up this week.
Okay.
They went up this week. So they're inching closer to that 7% that we were at. Typically, if the Fed continues to lower and lower, mortgage will follow, but it's not a direct correlation. Mm-hmm. And I have some buyers that are like, well, the Fed's meeting at the end of the month. Maybe I should close that. It just doesn't work that way. I wish it did. That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's an algorithm. Like, mortgage rates are based off of treasury bond rates.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Again, this is like a whole economics class mm-hmm. there. So you can get, if you're negotiating, what I would do, rather than asking for like a reduction in the purchase price, like let's just call it $300,000 house, mm-hmm. I would ask for money from the closer to buy down your interest rate. So okay. Lenders, they allow you to buy down that interest rate, and it always depends how much it's going to cost you. But if you can get it down 1% or 2%, that is going to save you so much more money over time,
right?
Because your payment is going to be so much less. Mm-hmm. And we do that all the time.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, the newer home builders, because they have so much inventory and so much volume, and they also have in-house lenders, mm-hmm. they're often offering like 4.99% interest rates. They have these specials they can do, but for an established home, like this person is talking about, you're not going to get that, but you can do that. And I also recommend shopping it out.
Mm-hmm.
What lenders do, they do a soft pull on your credit. So it's not going to ding your credit.
Right.
If you get 100 of them, they will. But I would work with two lenders. Mm-hmm. I would just have two different people, because I find the best thing for anyone is when multiple people are competing for your business.
Mm.
You're likely going to get the best rate, the best fees, the best everything, and then work with a great realtor like us and talk about them buying down your rate. Back in the day when I was a baby realtor, I was like, so if like you bring like $100,000, you could just buy it down to zero?
Mm.
They're like, no, there's a cap on how much you can buy it down.
Right.
And it's always a different algorithm. Because back in the day, 1% of the purchase price or the loan amount would be a 1% reduction in the interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was years ago when I first like bought my first home. Now it's like sometimes 1% might only be a quarter of a percent off your interest rate.
Got
so you
it.
Just have to do it and look at the math. And also, how long are you going to hold it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're only going to hold it a few years, then at that point, maybe it's not really worth it. Just get that reduction. You know, so we over strategy with you and help you with that.
Okay. I got a listener has a comment about this. Kim just texted in. Glad you're covering buying down the rate. That's what I'm doing to help with my payment and long-term savings!
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think, again, when you look at the math, that is way smarter to do. A lot of times people get stuck with like a price in mind, like
mm-hmm.
again, saying $300. I want it for $280. Well, if you look at your payment, if you pay for it $280 at 7%, or if you get it at $300 at 6%, your payment is going to be significantly less.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever want to nerd out with me, let me know. We can hop on a Zoom and I can show you the difference in that. So that's what I would do. Again, but look at it. If you're flipping it, mm-hmm. then yeah, get the cheaper price. If you're only going to keep it for a short amount of time, get that equity versus the interest rate. But if you're planning on having it for 6-7 years, go for the interest rate.
Absolutely. Wow. Great advice this morning. And if you've got a question for clearly the expert, Pensacola's expert panel, text in a question at 850-437-1620.
And we want, not just when we're on this show, that's something you can call and ask us anytime.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number for us, just program it in your phone. I mean, you could literally put house questions, realtor, favorite realtor. Sometimes that's how I put people in my phone.
Oh, yeah, I have
tree guy, HVAC, because you want to get to it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's 850-378-1260. And if we don't know the answer, we're going to find it out for you. And we love talking about that with you guys all day long. So call us because I want to be the first person you dial because there's a lot of false information out there. Mm. Even with AI asking that.
Well, we've talked about on this yes. the show about that is that AI has all the information. It doesn't fact check the information. And so whatever's on the internet, you have access to, but may not necessarily be the correct answer to
exactly.
the question you're asking.
And if you have enough knowledge about the real estate industry, you can read through that quickly and go, mm-hmm. that's not right. Oh, that's a good nugget and be able to figure that out. If not, again, it's just like information overload and it's probably inaccurate because it might be pulling information from 3 years ago.
Right.
It's just different
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
I should actually look and say like ChatGPT, what is interest rates today and see what it comes up
That'll
with.
That'll be interesting. Yeah, that could because you never know.
You never know. It's pulling data from a lot of different resources. So yeah, just put us on speed dial. We love calling.
Okay. Christina Leavenworth is here. She's with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty and she's checking ChatGPT. Are you going
to
check that
I'm
for
looking
us?
To see what interest rates are today. It's probably going to give me something really vague.
Something vague. Okay, we're waiting for the...
It's super vague. I mean, 6.65 to 6.75, that's actually not too far off. But mm-hmm. I mean, again, they don't know your situation.
Right.
They don't know your situation. They don't know your credit score. Maybe you're eligible for like a government loan, like mm-hmm. a VA loan or an FHA loan. So it's, again, it's hard to make a decision. This is something where you have to ask more questions.
Yes, absolutely. But the hard part, though, is sometimes you don't know what questions to ask. And that's why it's so important to have a realtor like you who can step back and go, now, what's your situation? Here's what we've got. Here are your opportunities.
And it's honestly being a reporter. Mm-hmm. You're asking and you're peeling back the layers going, okay, all right, like, do you have a home to sell? Okay, you have a home to sell. Do you have to, you know, and mm-hmm. doing all that. Because if you're not asking those questions, then you could get into a bind
right.
and really looking at that. Do you have money saved for closing costs? Have you talked to your lender about how much those are going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Just a million questions.
Wow. Okay. 850-437-1620 with Christina Leavenworth. She is a realtor here in Pensacola. How long have you been doing this now, Christina?
I have been doing it since 2016.
Wow.
So 10 years.
Incredible.
10 years.
It's incredible.
I think they say you're a true expert when you've done like 10,000 hours or something. I think I've heard that
Oh,
stat.
My gosh.
I've done way more than 10,000.
I was going to say, knowing you, you did that the first year.
I think that we did that very quickly. when you're just dealing with all different things. Like last night, we had a big like team party call night where we were just like, you know, calling different, you know, clients and uh-huh. whatnot. And one of the agents had a question and we all were like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, because we've done it. We've had the experience of that. And that's just so important. In her situation, the agent has on the listing that only cash or renovation loan. We know that a normal loan will work.
Mm-hmm.
So she's leaving out all those buyers. So immediately we called our insurance guy. We're like, can you insure this roof? He's like, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, actually, if it's put on within 30 days, it's a non-issue. He can give the lower rate. And I hope I'm not talking over people's heads, but that type of stuff. It's like our people are going to be able to get this house with a normal loan
mm-hmm.
versus a renovation loan is a pain in the butt.
Okay, I don't know about those.
Renovation loans, you have to use their approved vendors, and it's like a draw style.
Mm-hmm.
It takes longer. The loan costs a whole lot more money. Sometimes it works for very specific situations, but usually it's best just to not deal with that. Like whenever banks are controlling how you do repairs,
mm-hmm.
that always makes it more complicated.
Yes.
Versus you saying, hey, I got my guy Joe. Joe's a great painter. Now you have to go with Mr. Expensive Painter, and
right.
it becomes a different situation.
Okay, we've got some questions coming in from our listeners at 850-437-1620. Okay, if you have a property zoned commercial but used as residential, which type of realtor should I be looking for, commercial or residential?
Oh my goodness. I have gone through this recently because I bought a commercial building downtown and I have met with the city several times about this. It's very tricky to try to advertise it as residential commercial. You have to be careful how you advertise it because if the person is wanting to do a store, you may have mandated parking and it depends if it's in city limits or county limits.
Mm-hmm.
And I've called me.
I have personally
gone through this because a commercial realtor is really going to look at it from the commercial side.
Mm-hmm.
If your goal is to sell it in the commercial realm, that might be a good idea, but call me because I can talk it through with you. If you're doing it, selling it as residential, but you can do commercial, I'd be careful how you do that because I never want anyone to get sued down the road for saying something that wasn't true because ours was zoned commercial and it's going to be an office, the most simple thing. Well, the city said yes, yes, yes. And then they're like, actually, its use is a store. I'm like, well, I am a store. I sell houses. Like, I'm a housing store. They're like, no, but since it's an office, now you have to do this whole change of use occupancy that is way more convoluted. It means maybe going to ADA standards. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these old homes downtown, it's very difficult to do that. So learning a lot about that. But the great news is the city and the county, they do these development review meetings where you can go in and talk to them about it before you buy it. And that's what you absolutely need to do. But I think even as a seller, like, we would maybe sit with them being like, how can we advertise this?
Mm-hmm. So. It's an interesting market, too, because when I drive around Pensacola on 9th Avenue, 12th, I see lots of houses that are businesses.
Yes. And so, again, they may have been grandfathered in. Mm-hmm. They may have been that way for years. Right. I've had so many questions. I'm like, well, what about that building? Right. Well, what about that sign? That sign's big. Why did they get to do it? They're mm-hmm. like, well, that happened and da-da. It's been very, very interesting, all that. And I've learned so much. Uh-huh. Because I'll be honest, we've been guilty of advertising something. Hey, you know, gorgeous home. It's actually zoned commercial. Lots of, you know, opportunities. We're vague in it. Mm-hmm. But now I'm going to be even more careful to make sure that everyone's good. But I am kind of interested in your property personally.
Like, why don't you give it that phone number again?
850-378-1260. Text me, because I just believe so much in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. I believe in the growth. I think with the Reverb by Hard Rock we're having, we're also, you know, once the Bay Center gets renovated, that's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And during Blue Angels weekend, I met all these people that were from out of town at different, like, events I went to. And they were just, like, obsessed with Pensacola. And they were like, how is this the, like, best hidden secret out there? They're like, mm-hmm. they're like, everyone should be buying as much real estate as they can right now, because it continues to grow. We won Best Beach. We continue to win all these awards. So I am just, like, so bullish about Pensacola, thinking that we're going to continue to see just growth. And, mm-hmm. and we are one of the cheaper areas in Florida.
Okay. We got another question just came in for Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Ranky. Are you interested in old houses that need help to sell it?
All the time. We do it all the time. And this might be maybe where it is, one of those cash offers. And we come up with a strategy. We figure out what your goals are. But we love old homes. We sell old homes all the time. They tell a story. Mm-hmm. We love the stories behind the homes. And we figure out, like, if you do have a little bit of money to put into it, what's the best bang for your buck? What should we do to get you maximum value and also not have it sit on the market forever? So we do that all the time.
Are you able to help them make the choices about what needs to be fixed before it sells and what doesn't? Because I know that's a big question.
All the time, because we know what insurance is going to really look for. Typically, with a really old house, sometimes we do a pre-listing home inspection. We want to see what's going on with it, because mm-hmm. we would hate for you to get an offer and go under contract, and then all of a sudden an inspection happens, and you find out there's just a slew of things you had no clue about. And we find that a lot with these older homes. We find termite damage. We find cloth wiring. We find old pipes, and sometimes they're non-negotiables. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on your situation and if you have the money to put a little bit of money into it, we'll help you. And if you don't, we'll come up with a strategy for that too.
Okay. Talking with Christina Leavenworth, got another question for you. Hot topics today.
Yes.
One of our listeners wants to know, how successful are contingent deals? And maybe you need to explain what a contingent deal is.
So it's when you have to sell a home in order to buy a home. That's called contingent on the sale of your property. So mm-hmm. that's what they typically mean by contingent. There's other contingencies in there, but when people say that, that's what they refer to. It depends. If it is a hot home that hit the market and it has 5 offers, they are probably not going to entertain a contingency unless you make it crazy strong. Like mm-hmm. you're going super high, you're making a non-refundable deposit, and you have other things like that. However, homes that have been on the market a while, we're doing contingencies often. If it's new construction, they'll work with contingencies. What we really recommend is that the home is already on the market. Mm-hmm. They don't want someone that hasn't even put their home on the market, because it shows that they're not ready yet. And then sometimes when we're selling a home, if the people are selling their home in Indiana or Georgia, I call that agent and I say, okay, tell me what's been going on. What's the marketing looking like? What's average days on your market, mm-hmm. like the home sell there? And then we make a decision. Mm-hmm. If we are told it's 6 months to sell a home in their market, then we're probably not going to take it.
Right.
But if the agent tells me, hey, these homes sell fast, and then maybe they even say, we want it to be contingent, But if not, we're willing to move forward without it. Mm-hmm. And then there's no worries.
Right.
So again, we go through all that with people and really talk about it. And again, you have to price your home strategically. You have to be aggressive. If you're wanting a pie in the high sky price, that is not the time to do it.
Right.
To have it sit. And it's also a lot of stress on you.
I would think
so. It's a lot of stress because you're spending money on inspections, appraisals, doing all the loan paperwork, getting excited about the new home. And then you're like worried about your home not selling. I always say it's a very delicate dance.
Right.
And we do it all the time. But that is one of the more complicated things we do, where we figure out, do we buy the home first and sell your home later vacant? If you can do that. Because you can always, it's called recasting a loan. So let's say you only have 5% down if you still own your current house. But when you sell your house, you're going to have a lot to put down. You, after you close on the new house, you can throw all that money onto that new home. And then the banks go do-do-do-do-do. And they recalibrate your loan called recasting or reamortization. And then they recalculate the payment.
Wow. Okay.
So that's something you can do. And a lot of lenders won't tell you that. I love doing that. Or let's say maybe you're expecting a big bonus, different things. So you're not feeling stuck. There's still options out there.
Wow. Okay. You're so knowledgeable.
Well, that's what we love. And that's really when people work with us, they're getting that experience. Because when you do this all day, every day, these questions come up and you figure it out. And we're such nerds about real estate. We go, oh my gosh, I learned something new today. Did you know you could do this?
I learned something new today.
And that is so much fun for me, especially to help people. Because for me, like, I want to know all that stuff. Like, if I'm like, oh my gosh, I could have bought a home when I didn't know, like, I thought I needed 20% down. And like, if you own a home, what your lender will do is they're going to do a rent analysis on it, going, hey, what would it rent for? So it pretty much offsets your debt to income ratio. So you don't always have to sell your home first. I think for a lot of people think that there's peace of mind in that, because they go, what if my home doesn't sell? And I totally understand that. But if we think that if we're pretty confident it'll sell quickly, again, it's good.
Okay, this is an interesting question from one of our listeners. Looking to build, and I've never heard this term before, a barndominium home.
Oh, yeah.
I can get a discount on building materials. Could I get contractor to use these and pay for lower labor equity?
So a barndominium, they are...
pay for labor only. Okay.
So...
I don't know what that is. So.
Yeah, so there are people that might do that. I mean, it depends. Do you have financing involved? I don't know what the whole situation is. If you have financing involved, they're going to want the builder to do the whole thing. But a barndominium is essentially like a really, really, really big shed that's turned into a house. But they are stunning. Huh. They are so huge. For a while, it was really hard to get financing on them and insurance, but now everyone's figured it out. But you can build like a 4,000 square foot house at a fraction of the price because the materials are cheaper and everything. But if you Google barndominiums, you can just get lost looking at how cool these are.
Wow, I've never heard this before.
They look like houses. A lot of them, they don't look like a shed. I mean, when you're inside, marble floors, quartz countertops, stunning.
Huh.
They're really neat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And a lot of times maybe people will get acreage and do that and kind of homestead. But we're seeing them pop up in our area. Not a ton. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you see them all over. They're really cool.
Huh. Well, okay. Yeah.
But I'm not sure about labor only. You're going to have to talk to them. I just know that they all have different liability policies, and they might also want to like use a certain type of material. But I feel like if there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, well, coming from you, I trust you.
Yeah, that's what I would think if somebody knows how to do it. And I think also with builders, I tell people that there's a certain amount of money that makes it worth it for them. It has to make it worth it. Especially if they're a popular builder and they're in demand, they may go, okay, you only want to pay me X. I don't want to do it. And that's fair.
Right.
I mean, we're America.
There you go. Okay, on that note, we're about a minute away from the end of the show. Anything you want to add this morning?
Well, again, not just when I'm on this show. You guys can ask us questions anytime. Either A, follow me on social, Christina Leavenworth. I'm on all the different channels. Just send me a message or text us at 850-378-1260 and ask these questions. We want to be your go-to realtor for everything. Because I know at some point you're going to be like, hey, maybe I want to buy or sell and call us. But we just have hearts of service and we want to help. And it's really fun when we get to show off our knowledge.
Well, you do a great job of that here, Christina, because you talk about things that are way over my head.
Well, people are always like, I'm sorry if it's a dumb question. Number one, there's no dumb questions. Mm-hmm. Number two, I love questions. The more questions people ask, the more educated they are, and just the better the process goes.
Okay, how do we meet you one more time?
Yeah, so all social media is Christina Leavenworth, or just call or text 850-378-1260.
And that's Christina with a C.
C-H-R. Yes, Christina with a C, and then Leavenworth, like the prison.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Christina. Great show today. We've got so much information. And again, give her a call if you've got a question. She's definitely the best realtor in Pensacola.